everybody over in the other side of the room who I haven't seen. Hi. Once again, thank you to everybody involved in Hemingway's, and thank you for the invitation and for existing. This is called Search and Rescue, and it has a phrase that is a reworking of a phrase from Jen Cross, who writes a wonderful blog about writing as a form of healing from trauma called Writing Ourselves Whole. Search and Rescue. When you wander in the unlit woods, when you stray too far from your own path, remember the knapsack of history that lives on your back, the stories that are yours and yours alone to carry, your father's ashy, crooked feet bowed by poverty, your first fresh peach after days of dry, dead apples, your uncle's dried blood on your mother's porch, his bottles of piss in the attic, your new husband's cock in your mouth, the taste like the first summer sweat. They are flint and tinder to spark fire, iodine tablets to treat foul water, as light and warm as silver space blankets. These joys, these disasters, these wild hurricanes of love and relief, they are Swiss Army knives with millions of blades, hatchets and fishing line, field guides to the plants of your soul to distinguish between the poisonous and the medicinal. A first aid kit, a flashlight, a flare gun to signal the rescuers who are yourself, a helicopter on the third day of being lost, rope dangling in the whipping wind, a voice crying out, "Grab it, you're safe now, we'll pull you up and up and up past the old trees into the new white light." This one is written after Toy Derricotte's The Undertaking, and this is called The Long Low Notes. I am no longer entranced by dark-souled men sporting black leather and nipple clamps. I will no longer fall at the feet of lithe, lost men, eyes full of lightning, heads full of maelstroms. I do not want to be Persephone, death crunching between my teeth, this bloody tart pleasure pain I thought was love. I want the swineherd's life, the stink of shit and hay and mud on my skin, the rough-hewn earth and brisk autumn wind. Perhaps simplicity is the best after all. Softness and light, your eyes like heather-gray wool. What is the nature of this slow desire? Moving from a sparkler firework to a lazy stream? One extinguishes itself in a moment. The other dries up in too much heat. Moderation, middle, median. I want a deep and even love, like the bottom currents of the sea, the hum of background radiation from the beginning of time, the rich mounds of soft clay under this hard earth, like the darkest keys on the piano, the lowest tone of whale song, the deepest well of absolute space, the dark, warm tunnels of your mouth and my vagina, the buckwheat honey we harvest alone, the deepest molasses on my tongue, the long, low notes we make when we come. This one. Seven North. Sitting in her hospital bed, a room with sealed windows and metal mirrors, she eats a nectarine fresh from her husband's warm palm, and it's the best and only life-giving thing she's eaten in her 34 years of life. Just turned 34, too, 2 days before she came in. Lying on her father's lap, she worried and cried for everyone's sorrow except her own. "I am happy," she says. "I am happy," she dreams. She will live her next life outside, away from the gray, mushy, secondhand air that only moves when she moves through it, not because of wind, the cool blue rustle like gay green petticoats dancing how she wants to dance. They sing a lot there, Luis and his Motown. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. His dark eyes full of fresh, bright stars, lashes like black down, his smooth brown hands that shake and shake and shake from the weight of holding a sniper's gun, his comrade's blood in his arms, his baby self still while his sister was raped, these memories like anvils in his outstretched hands, and if she could take on the suffering of others like a kiss, like a virus, something so easily, freely given, she would.
One more? Okay.
Last one, numinous. And this references a line in Rilke's poem Before the Beginning. We are a spiral dance, a syllable stitch, a moving through of time, the rhythm of a treadle sewing machine, cast iron solid, made with body power and smooth thread. We stretch to the sun, hands wide, feet planted, dig to the earth, unfurling, unsteady, a toddler of green leaves and dirt. We migrate over the fields of your soul, fan your breath with royal orange wings, turn your life into hurricanes halfway across the world. We fly, we soar, we dance in ways your leaden body cannot, weighed down by the yellow, shaking fat of your sorrow. We shimmy, Shug Avery style, in a red sequin dress in a midnight blue juke joint, splay out to embrace the whole world, starting with yourself. We move magic, swish and flick, trail sparkles through the air, instantaneous and light. We will leave this earth, through portal or spaceship or out your front door. We are your words. We have set up shop inside your heart and are waiting for you to join us. Thank you. And our next reader is Lauren Wolfe.